almost 3 million people have now fled Ukraine since the start of the Russian invasion. That country, Ukraine, had a small but thriving population of at least 20,000 black academics, medical students, professionals, and others. These immigrants from Africa and elsewhere say they're being discriminated against by neighboring countries as they try to evacuate right alongside the white people. Here in the U.S., the NAACP and the Urban League have contacted the European Union about it. They're calling for fair and humane treatment for all. These students from Ghana and Morocco spoke with CBS News as they tried to leave Ukraine. The first student says people were categorized by their skin color and background, and it was white people first.
Mostly they would consider white people first. White people first, Indian people, Arabic people, before black people.
We went to the train station, and they would not let us in. And when they did let us in, they were like, "You have to give us money because this is not for free for you, because you are foreign. This is not free for you."
Poland and other countries deny there's been discrimination. Despite that, Ukraine's foreign minister says a hotline was set up specifically for African, Asian, and other students wishing to leave Ukraine. Dmitry talks about the situation with medical doctor and human rights author Tarek Katela.
In general, people are very good, especially in that part of Europe. They are usually welcoming. Sometimes it has to do with politics. Same thing happened with the Syrian refugees, where countries like Germany, where their previous prime minister Merkel was very open for refugees. On the other hand, some countries like Hungary and Poland were very opposed to receive any refugees from Syria, and some of them actually mentioned that it's because of their religion. Sometimes politics play a role based on who's governing and what they are trying to get to their members and the people who elected them. This is not right and not good. People are equal and they need to be treated at the same level regardless of their religion or color or race.
The Russians, I understand, are using videos of people of color saying they're not being allowed into the countries to undermine the effort by the Ukrainians to fight this war. So it's another level of misinformation there.
Putin has been spreading all these lies all over. Now, interestingly enough, in even European soccer now, if somebody wants to call the other a liar, they call him as worse than Putin. So I think by now, the majority of the world start recognizing the misinformation and the fake news that the Russian authorities and Putin has been spreading. Who caused this, the whole crisis? It's Putin, and he's the one who's behind the refugee crisis. So now coming and saying, the refugees are not being treated fairly by Europe, this is a great hypocrisy, and it's very sad to see. He's the one behind this. He's the one who's causing that. He's the one who's invading another country. He need to stop and pull out, and if he really is interested in refugees, he's not. He's all about himself and, his empire. And why is it the authority that doing that? What's behind that? And put pressure on them through media and through other ways. But yes, they need to be more vocal. And not only people of color, anyone who is discriminated against or treated differently.
Tarek Katela is the author of The Six Pillars of Advocacy. He was on Skype. The refugees of color were quick to say it was only gatekeepers at the border who were discriminating against them, and that white Ukrainians and others in Poland and other neighboring countries have been welcoming and kind.